In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. My message today is do not be afraid. The Lord is still on his throne, and he cares for you. Do not be afraid. It tells us that so many times in the Bible, and yet with this virus, people are freaking out. But he tells us, be not afraid. I have everything in my hands. I have the whole thing in my hands. I've got you in my hands. That's what he told me this morning as I was preparing, that all the people that listen to me and go beyond, that he has you in his hands and he loves you. Do you know that today? That God is on his throne and he hears and answers prayer. Hallelujah. And as long as your faith is still intact, everything is going to come out all right. We have people buying toilet paper as if they're never going to use it again. One lady, just I was told, had 16 packages of toilet paper. She's freaked out. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad that no trust in God in the midst of confusion? Yes, we have never dealt like this before, but my faith is in God who raised Jesus from the dead and who tells us, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Rosemary, don't be afraid. Andrew, don't be afraid. John, don't be afraid. Gloria, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I have the whole thing in my hands. And even if things get worse, don't be afraid. You've got Jesus. It's all about eternal life. We have eternal life through Christ who died for us and who rose from the dead. We have eternal life, and eternal life is this, to know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I want to also tell you that even after this broadcast, you could go to YouTube and see my talks and see me. You see me as I preach the word of God. There's so many talks on YouTube, Father Tom DiLorenzo. So I'm telling you this today, don't be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Were it not so, would I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in the Father. And believe in his Son, Jesus Christ. Everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. My trust is in the Lord. It's not in the news. It's in the Lord. And he tells me it's going to be all right. I've got it all in my hands. Nothing is going on that I do not know about. It's all in my hands. And that's real. That's real. That God has everything in his hands. Again, you can go to YouTube and find many, many, many talks that I gave on television. You'll see me and you'll say, oh, I didn't know he looked like that, but that's okay. The way I look makes no difference. It's the way I preach. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. In Isaiah 40, it says, comfort, comfort my people, comfort my people. Oh, yes, I want to comfort you today. You don't have to go and buy out the store. Comfort my people. Let them know that their sins have been forgiven. Oh, yes. Let them know that their sins have been forgiven. I tell you, we need to know that through the blood of Jesus, our sins have been forgiven. Hallelujah. I'm looking at the 11th chapter of the prophet Hosea. When Israel was a child, I loved him. Oh yes, when Israel was a child, I loved him. I tell you, we are called to be children of God who have the faith of a child. Unless you have the faith of a child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. I'm not saying that we need to be childish. We need to have the faith of a child. I've been praying lately that I don't want my faith anymore. I want the faith of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, there's much greater than my faith. I want the faith of Jesus Christ. When Israel was a child, I loved him. Put your name in there. Put your name in there. When Rosemary was a child, I loved her. When Frank was a child, I loved him. When Gloria was a child, I loved him. Oh yes, put your name in there. I loved him. And you know what? Even though we're not children anymore, he still loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. He says, I shall be with you always, even unto the consummation of the world. We've never had this stuff going on that we need to stay in the house. But you know, you need to say, I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord. Oh yes. Oh yes, more than sentinels wait for the dawn, let Israel wait for the Lord. You need to wait for Jesus. You need to give your life to Jesus. You need not to be afraid anymore. You need to say, Lord, I trust you. I watch the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day at 3 o'clock when I can. And it's, Jesus, I trust you. How many of us really trust the Lord that all of this stuff that we're dealing with is going to be all right because God is still on the throne and he hears and answers prayer? How much I need Jesus. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called him. I called my son. But the more I called them, the more they went from me. And they kept sacrificing to the Baals and offering incense to idols. Maybe we don't go sacrificing to the Baals. We go sacrificing to toilet paper. Oh, yes. This foolish. This foolish to be afraid, to be confused, to think that God's not going to help us. God is with us. God is for us. God is in us to believe in Jesus. This is amazing. This is amazing. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. Isn't that beautiful? That he taught Ephraim, Joseph's son, to walk. Do you know that today? That he taught you how to walk. And when you stumbled, he picks you up. Oh yes. This is a wonderful scripture of God. I took them up in my arms. The Lord takes you up in his arms. Put your name there. I took them up in my arms. But they did not know that I healed them. Not that I'm going to heal, but that I healed them. Oh God, let us know that you have healed us, and we don't have the right to be afraid. We don't have the right to be afraid anymore. because you healed us. Where? On the cross, in the power of the blood, in the resurrection, in the Holy Spirit. He healed us. He healed you. He healed me. Oh yes, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? I led them with cords of human kindness. Oh yes, he was like a man who led us with cords of human kindness, with bands of love. My Lord, how much more does God have to tell us that he loves us? With bands of love? Oh, the love of God is wonderful. Whether we feel it or not, we know that he loves us. But not only that he loves us, but that God is in love with us. And we don't have the right to be afraid. We need to repent of our sins. We need to go to confession. We need to give our lives to Jesus. We are saved by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to preach it today because the Lord told me they're afraid. So many people are afraid. And he says, do not be afraid. I was to them, listen to this, like those who lift infants to their cheeks. I bent down to them and fed them. Have you ever seen an infant led to the cheek of their mother or father? I have. You have been led to the cheeks of the Lord Jesus Christ. He picks you up as a child and puts your face near his face. Do not be afraid. It's going to be okay. Everything comes to an end. Only God is forever. Everything comes to an end. Only God is forever. How can I give you up, Ephraim, people of God? How can I give you up? I went to the cross out of love for you. I took your sins into me. When I was lifted up, I drew all men and women unto myself. Oh yes, how could I give you up? I don't know what kind of sin you're involved in, but the Lord says, how could I give you up? Confess your sins, repent of them, give your life back to Jesus. How could I give you up? How can I hand you over, O Israel? How can I make you like Adma? How can I treat you like Zebulun? My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. He has compassion for you today. He has compassion for us today. What does the word compassion mean? It's to suffer with us. I tell you, he not only suffered with us, he suffered for us. On the cross, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Do not be afraid. Trust in the Lord. Do not be afraid. Give your life to Jesus. My heart recoils within me. My compassion grows warm and tender. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not destroy Ephraim. I will not destroy you. No matter what happens with this virus, I will not destroy you. I have you in the palm of my hands. I am in control. You don't know that. You're feeling fear. But the Lord says, I am in control of you. I have written you on the palms of my hands, and you are mine. You belong to me. Let me continue. I will not execute my fierce anger. I will not again destroy Ephraim. I am God, not man, the Holy One in your midst, and I will not come in wrath. I am God, not man, the Holy One of Israel, who comes to protect us, who comes to love us, who comes to give us the solemn word, you are mine and I am yours. Oh yes, this beautiful, I love Jesus. They shall come trembling like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria. And I will return them to their homes, says the Lord. Our home is in the Lord's heart. Our home is in Jesus. Ephraim has surrounded me with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. But Judah still walks with God and is faithful to the Holy One. Are you walking with God today? He taught you how to walk. Are you walking with Jesus today? Are you not afraid? Are you giving up all your fear? Oh yes, give it up. Give it up. Give God a present. What's the present I can give God? My fear. My fear. Give it to God. Wrap it up in a box and say, here it is, God. It's what you have paid for on the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to the 14th chapter of Hosea. It was the reading today at Mass. We celebrate Mass in the rectory, the two priests today. Yes, and we prayed today especially for the 40 days of life. Yes. You know, I had someone who came to me yesterday who has a place that she talks to and prays with women who are pregnant or were pregnant. She is a real saint of God. She's running on a shoestring, but you know what she said? I have faith to continue. Faith to continue. Oh yes. She has faith. Do you have faith today? Listen to what the Word of God says. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. O God, forgive us for having sinned against you. O God, forgive us for being afraid. O God, forgive us for not trusting you. Take with you words. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all our guilt, except that which is good, the fruit of our lips. What are the fruit of your lips lately? I'm not afraid. I love God. I love Jesus. It's going to be all right. But other people are saying other things. They're saying, oh my, what's going to happen? You can't buy meat. They buy it all. It's foolishness. When we say we have Jesus, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have food in the house. Of course we should. But the point is, people are hoarding food. People are hoarding toilet paper. People are hoarding things. It's not right. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Return to the Lord and say to him, take away our guilt, accept that which is good, and we will offer you the fruit of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. We will not say no more, our God, to the work of our hands. In you, the orphan finds mercy. But you know what? We're not orphans. He calls us children, children of God. Birth through baptism and through the blood of Jesus. You are a child of God. He holds you in the palm of his hands. After this broadcast is over, you can go to YouTube and see my YouTube television programs. They'll give you comfort. I have people who say, I listen to this one over and over and over again. Listen to this. Verse 4 of 14 Hosea. I will heal their disloyalty. Hallelujah. I will love them freely. Do you know that he loves you freely? How can we freak out because what's happening? He loves you freely. He has plans for you. Listen to this next line. For my anger has turned from them. Why? Because they repented. Listen to this next line. I love it. I will be like the dew to Israel. You know what the dew is? It falls on the grass and every blade of grass is wet. But it is so gentle. It is so gentle. I will be like the dew to my people. I will be like the dew to my people. And he shall blossom like a lily. He shall strike root like the forests of Lebanon. His shoots shall spread out. His beauty shall be like the olive tree. Oh, this is prosperity for those who trust in the Lord. This is prosperity. First of all, in our hearts. First of all, in our souls. First of all, in our bodies. Prosperity. Not to be afraid. To trust in the Lord, who is our help and our salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His shoots will spread out. His beauty shall be like the olive tree. Olive trees are very mystical looking. I love to see an orchard of olive trees when I go to the Mediterranean climate. Let me continue. They shall again live beneath my shadow. Hallelujah. Live beneath the shadow of the cross, from comes our redemption. The shadow of the cross, that Jesus took our fears and he took everything upon himself. The shadows of the cross, they shall flourish again as a garden. They shall blossom like the vine. Their fragrance shall be like the wine of Lebanon. My gosh, how much more can God do for us? But we need to repent. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Take words with you and repent. Turn to me, because I'm going to make you like the fragrance, like the wine of Lebanon. Let me continue. It is I who answer and look after you. Wow. You don't have to even worry. It is I who answers and looks after you. I am like an evergreen cypress. Your faithfulness comes from me. Those who are wise understand these things. Those who are discerning knows them. I love that line. I who answer and look after you, I am like an evergreen cypress. Your faithfulness comes from the Lord. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Good news. Good news. Do not be afraid. I have you in the palm of my hands. Do not be afraid. I love you. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Were it not so, would I have told you? I go to prepare a place for you. Do you know that today? He goes to prepare a place for us in heaven. we who have surrendered our lives to Jesus. How do we surrender our lives to Jesus? Let's do it now. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I surrender my life to you. I am a sinner. I am a sinner. I come with words of repentance. I come with words of repentance. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Give me all that I need. Give me all that I need. I surrender to you, O Lord. I surrender to you, O Lord. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, loving Savior. I surrender all. Sing it with me. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. Don't be afraid. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.